You're listening to lgradio.online. I'm Leo Green. Welcome to Inspired, the show where we feature and celebrate some of the greatest songs of the past 50 years that some of the greatest voices have felt inspired to record. And can there be any better combinations than the songs of Lennon and McCartney paired with the voice of Marvin Gaye?
Oh, yesterday, oh, my troubles seem so far away. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, people, I ain't half the man I used to be, no. There's a heavy, heavy shadow hanging over me. Yesterday came all too suddenly. Now, oh, why did she have to go? I don't know. Hey, I don't know, the little girl wouldn't say. Ooh, I must have said something wrong. Now I long, long, long for yesterday. Oh, talking about yesterday. Love, 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 such an easy game to play. Yesterday showed me. You to know I believe in yesterday.
Marvin Gaye with a song that, for a while at least, was called Scrambled Eggs, because Lennon and McCartney couldn't come up with better lyrics that scanned as well as scrambled eggs. Anyway, that's enough of that. Welcome along. I hope all's well with you. Here's an example of songwriting collaboration in its most instinctive raw form. As Atlantic Records boss Jerry Wexler was leaving a restaurant in New York one afternoon, he bumped into the lyricist and husband of Carole King, Jerry Goffin. "Hey," says Wexler, "I need a really earthy song for Aretha Franklin. Can you guys write me something called Natural Woman?" Now, as we all know, Jerry Goffin and Carole King did then go off and write one of the greatest songs of the period. But thanks to the inspirational idea for a title, they cut Jerry Wexler in on the credits, repaying him in thousands and, well, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of royalty dollars for his idea of the title. But none of them ever thought, I suppose, that the song they wrote for and from a woman's point of view will be turned on its head and recorded by Rod Stewart, as he was inspired to do for his 1974 album, Smiler.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. when I knew I had to face another long, long day. Girl, I used to feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life had been so unkind. But you're the key to my peace of mind. It's you. My soul was in the lost and found. You came along to claim it. Oh, I didn't know just what was wrong with me, till your kiss helped me to name it. Can't you see that you made me feel so good inside? Don't you know that I just wanna be close to you? You made me feel so alive.
Rod Stewart with Jerry Goffin and Carole King's song, title courtesy of Jerry Wexler. In the previous episode of Inspired, here on LGRadio.online, we featured the actress Minnie Driver reworking a Bruce Springsteen song. And here's another of his songs, but this time it's been given the country treatment by Jennifer Glass.
Thank you. some bus or train, traveling along in some motel room. There'll be a radio playing and you'll hear me sing this song.
Jennifer Glass with one of the songs that featured on Bruce Springsteen's 1984 smash hit album, Born in the USA. A change of pace now with a Canadian band we heard from in the very first episode of Inspired here on lgradio.online, Lake Street Dive. Now, in that show, we heard their reworking of George Michael's Faith, and here is another superb recording from them. In 2012, they felt inspired to rework the very first song that the Jacksons released on the Motown label back in autumn of 1969.
I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always made you stand out in the crowd. But someone picked you from the bunch. One glance was all it took. Now it's a much too late for me to take a second look.
you back.
Lake Street Dive, Sing the Jacksons, and that features the brilliant voice of their lead singer, Rachel Price. Time for one more inspired selection today. And the funny thing is that although we know this as one of the classic Buddy Holly tracks, it was never actually a hit for Buddy. Mind you, that might be because it was actually the B-side to Peggy Sue, which did do rather well. Anyway, to finish off today, here's what the great Don McLean felt inspired to do with it on his 1973 album, Playing Favourites.
Every day, it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Every day, it's a getting faster. Everyone said, go out and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. Every day seems a little longer. Every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's a getting faster, and everyone said, go out and ask her. Love like yours will surely.
Don McLean, concluding matters here on Inspired with me, Leo Green, on lgradio.online. Thanks for listening, and please do visit the website lgradio.online to find out when this show will be repeated along with all our other shows. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.